It's the 1st of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. More than a week after heavy rain inundated roads across Bedfordshire, one major route, the A41, from Bedford at the A6 to junction 13 of the M1 near Marston Mortain remains closed. Currently, 25 tankers working around the clock have pumped more than 10 million litres of water from the site. Continued rain has hindered efforts. National Highways Regional Director Martin Fellows said that once the water has been cleared, there is still the issue of removing vehicles that were abandoned, along with other debris deposited on the road surface. It's still unknown when access will be restored, with Mr. Fellows stating that safety was a priority that could mean that reopening could take weeks. The flooding of a Lower Shelton farm has led to the rescue of 60 animals by Mortain's Retreat, run by Joanna Johnson. Miss Johnson is now seeking help in placing the farm animals within a permanent environment. She can be reached by email at missjoannajohnson@gmail.com. An Age UK petition requesting that the Labour Party government restore the winter fuel payments to pensioners will be signed by Central Bedfordshire Council. The subsidy would allow the elderly to stay warm during the colder months of the year. Potton councillor Adam Zerney, leader of the CBC, said, "For those who have high energy needs due to illness or disability, the winter fuel payment is a crucial safety net," adding that the removal of the payment would leave many pensioners in real difficulty. Luton Town Football Club captain Tom Lockyer returned to training last month after suffering a cardiac event last year during a game against Bournemouth. The 29-year-old is now advocating to his fans the importance of learning CPR, or cardiopulmonary resuscitation. He believes the procedure not only saved his life, but could be used to save the lives of others. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.